WCRI's Festival Series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this special episode of the Newport Music Festival. My normal co-host, Pamela Pantos, is not here tonight. She's been a very busy lady. I'm Mike Mano, and very pleased to be sitting with two of the stars of last night's unbelievable performance, which was the opera, the Italian Opera Night at the Breakers. And with me today is Kara Shea Thompson. She is the soprano. Welcome, Kara. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
And Trevor Neal. And you won't have any problem recognizing his voice. Trevor, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here again.
Most people think that I'm the low voice on the station now. I have competition, so we won't talk to you much. I'll spend all my time with Kara. So let's get a little bit of background, Kara. What part of the country do you hail from?
Right now, I live in Cincinnati, Ohio. Actually, Loveland proper, so it's a suburb of Cincinnati. And I moved there a few years ago after attending New England Conservatory in Boston.
Really?
So I lived in Boston for about 9 years, and I have missed the East Coast, and I'm glad to be back in New England.
Okay. So where did you grow up?
I grew up all over the Midwest. I was a preacher's kid. So pretty much every 4 years, I moved from Missouri, Nebraska, Indiana.
What made you decide to get into music?
I have a K-12 music education degree and had never been to an opera until I finished my undergrad. And then I met an opera singer at Randolph-Macon Women's College when I was working full-time at a church there in Lynchburg, Virginia. And her name was Carol Gutknecht, and she had sung at New York City Opera quite a bit. And she said, "Have you ever thought of doing it?" And I said, "Absolutely not. Maybe the Grand Ole Opry, but not opera proper.
Not the real thing.
Not the big thing." And she said, "So, you might want to think about it." And so I explored it, and in about 6 months later, I was looking for grad schools.
Well, there you go. So. Now all my friends from the Grand Ole Opry are going to say, "That's the real thing, too."
Right, but, I know, very much so.
As I know. But, that's great. So you've ever since then, you've been doing this.
Since then, I went to school and got the skills and the languages and did a lot of apprenticeships and then launched into doing it as a full-time career.
Now, most people would say show business, Cincinnati, not necessarily two things working together.
Correct. Well, one of the beautiful things about being an opera singer is that you pretty much can live anywhere in the United States. As long as you can get to an airport, you can fly to whatever theater wants to hire you.
Yes, we have an opera singer that's been on our program many times, Diana McVeigh, that lives here in Rhode Island, and she travels all over the world, just keeps this as her home base.
So exactly.
Same thing. Trevor, how about you? Where did you grow up?
Originally Dallas, Texas. I've been living the last 2 years in the Bay Area of California.
Okay.
I was a fest artist with Opera San Jose there, where we basically sing the main stage roles in every opera for the company and receive salary benefits, etc. But now I'm moving back to the East Coast after the festival, so I'm very excited about that, to get back and
Are you coming here to Exeter or Rhode Island? No, just not that part of the East
Coast. We'll see. We'll see.
Okay. All right.
We'll see what's on the table.
Offers are open.
Absolutely.
So if someone wants to adopt you, they can, someone maybe is living in a house like
Please
the Breakers.
Please adopt me.
Yeah, living in a house like the Breakers would be nice, right?
It wouldn't be bad.
All right. We're going to get a chance to listen to some music from both of you. Trevor, let's start with you. What piece of music can we hear tonight?
This is from Act One of Madame Butterfly, a production that I did with San Jose this past April. In this excerpt, Pinkerton, the tenor, tells me that he will travel the world to smell every flower and find the love of every woman. Mm-hmm. Of course, I don't agree with him, but one thing we do agree on is America forever.
Okay, let's give it a listen.
Oh,
was Trevor Neal, and now we go back to Kara. And Kara, your work is done here. Last night was your big finish, right?
Yes, it was. It was a busy week, but I was very, very thrilled to end it with such a fabulous concert with my colleagues and with the people of Newport.
All right, now see, this is a real hardcore radio interview. So I want to know from you, is Trevor really a nice guy?
Yes, unfortunately, he's a super nice guy. So it makes it really hard to hate him in any of the opera scenes.
Okay, no dirt. We don't have any bad stories or anything?
No, unfortunately. But if I did, I cross my heart, hope to die, would not tell them. I don't lie.
All right, Trevor, you'll have your turn later. Carol, let's get to a piece of music that you have for us.
Right. So a piece of music that has been a part of my life for, in fact, my entire career so far is from Puccini's Tosca. And it's from the second act. It's Vici d'Arte, and it's I Live for Love, I Live for Art. And it comes at a very poignant moment in the show where she is forced to make a decision between her lover and giving in to Scarpia. And so this piece is iconic in the soprano repertoire, but for me it is something that I have done over 100 performances of this particular opera, so it is dear to my heart. And this is a performance from Sarasota Opera, where I have been a house soprano for quite a few years, but this particular performance is very dear to me.
Excellent. We'll listen to that and take a short break and be back with more.
Oh,
welcome back to our special program about the Newport Music Festival, currently running and in full force. And with me are two of the stars of the festival. Kara Shea Thompson is here, soprano, and Trevor Neal, baritone. I'm trying to change my voice like Trevor. And it's great to have you both here, and we've been listening to some music that you both provided. We have some more to go. Most of this show is going to be music, but Trevor, unlike Carrie, you have a few more events here, so you're going to be at, I think, something tomorrow night, right, at Castle Hill.
That's the evening at Castle Hill. I'll do a couple of things there, a couple of show tunes in addition to a famous Vile song, which I won't give away. You just have to come see the show.
All right. You can do that. You can do that, of course, by going to the website, which is newportmusic.org. And get all the information, and if there are any tickets left, or you can, maybe you can get a place to stand in the back nearby or something. But I know things are going very well for the festival, as usual. And let's get some more music from you and talk about these four pieces that you want us to listen to.
Absolutely. These four pieces are an extraction of a larger set of works by Robert Owens, who unfortunately recently passed away last year. Who's also from Texas.
There you go.
Which is very odd, but very cool.
Yeah.
And they're based on text and poems by Langston Hughes. So it starts with Dust Bowl. And it talks about the Oklahoma Dust Bowl, what was seen, what it smells like, etc. Follows up with one called Burden, a person's hard struggles through life. And eventually ends with, and the title is self-explanatory, The End.
Well, there you go.
Which talks about the end. The end, absolutely.
All right. Let's listen to those four pieces, and we'll come back and talk to Kara.
that never get up, no more plays, is
with you. We're going to be playing a little catch-up and talk about what you've done this past week. Wednesday night was a great concert. Tell us about that one.
Wednesday night I had the opportunity to perform something that's very rarely done, the Wesendonck-Lieder by Wagner, and especially because it was done with the very small 11-piece ensemble mm-hmm. as well. So it's an amazing piece of music that was poetry by Matilda Wesendonck, who Wagner allegedly fell in love with while living on the Wesendonck estate.
As it happens,
yeah. He tended to do quite often. And so it was also one of the few times in his career that he did not do everything from beginning to end. He actually took her poetry and set it to his music while he was working on Tristan and Isolde at the time. Mm. So there are a lot of hints as to what happens in Tristan and Isolde and it also, the music is very indicative of the struggle that he was having at the time of his wife being there and then also Matilda and then his soon future wife also made visits as well. So he had a lot going on.
Yeah. What a guy.
So, but in a different way from his operas, the pieces all fall within about 3 to 4 minutes. And so they're very succinct and the themes are flushed out very quickly. And then you can see how he took those themes and expanded those through an entire opera and into the Ring. So it's an amazing piece of music. And I'm so thrilled that I had the opportunity to do them. I've also had the opportunity to do a few Wagner excerpts and Act One of things, but in a concert version, I was able to do Die Schreiderhalle, which is one of my favorite show tunes, I mm-hmm. should say. And so this is with the Dayton Philharmonic, the Die Schreiderhalle from Tannhäuser.
Excellent. We'll give that a listen and then come back for more.
Thank you.
Once again with our special presentation on the Newport Music Festival, currently running all around the greater Newport area, lots of different locations. It's an annual event that has been amazingly well attended. I'm Mike Mano and very pleased to be sitting with two of the stars of the festival. Trevor Neal is here, baritone. It's been performing throughout the week and has some more opportunities coming up. And Kara Shea Thompson, the soprano, who was in last night's big festival as well as a couple other events. And you're all recovered from last night, Kara.
Almost.
it's quite an event. One of the things I didn't ask you is, have you been here before to Newport?
No, this is my first time. Even though I lived in Boston for 9 years, I never made the trek down. And okay. So I have thoroughly enjoyed my time here in Newport. It's a charming, charming town, and the people are so welcoming. And I took the cliff walk for my first time out and thought, why have I never been here?
You've actually never mind the festival. You've
no, I just never came as for vacation or anything. It's wow. Just I can't believe I've never been here. So I've thoroughly enjoyed embracing the city and walking around and seeing all of the amazing mansions as well as the charming people and the lovely bus drivers as well, because I bought my little 7-day pass and took the bus.
So it being around.
And yeah.
If you want to come back, Trevor may move to Newport and you can stay with him.
See? That'd be great. I'll take him up on that.
You never know. Trevor, you're a return person for the festival.
Yeah, this is my second yeah. summer festival.
And you're enjoying it or you wouldn't have come back, right?
Obviously.
Well, it's great. It's great to have you both. And we'll find out a little bit more about what's going on and we'll recap. But remember, if you'd like to check the website, newportmusic.org, and that'll give you all the events. And it's a great site because it not only tells you what's coming up, as an example, tomorrow night at Castle Hill with Trevor, but you can find out who's performing. You can find out, you can click on the performers, get a little bio. We didn't go too much in depth with either Kara or Trevor, but if you want to find out more about them, where they performed, what they've done, everything you want to know.
Well, maybe not everything. Well, maybe.
Everything that's on their bio, anyway. But Carol, let's go back to you with a piece of music that that we can leave our audience with from you.
Tell right. Well, one of the great joys in life is getting to sing in your native language. So singing in English for me has always been a joy as well as a challenge, because then if you mess up, you definitely have to make sure it makes sense in English for me. And so I've had the opportunity to sing quite a few productions in English, but this particular show, The Consul by Menotti, is one of my all-time favorites. And this piece, To This We've Come, comes at a very poignant moment in the show where Magda Sorel is looking for help to get her husband's safe passage. And in this time and age that we are, it is very poignant that this show was written many years ago but still has such a contemporary take on our society now. And so this piece is, she says, to this we've come, that we're back where we started. And right. So this piece, it's a tour de force to sing. It's about a 2-hour and 45-minute show where you sing probably 90% of the show.
Wow.
And it's a wonderful ensemble opportunity. But this particular piece, I am very proud of.
All right. It's a little bit lengthy. We'll try and get as much in as possible.
John's mother is dying. Aren't you secretaries? Human beings like us. What is your name? They are to thin an armor against a bullet. What is your name?
Beautifully done. And Trevor, we're going to go back to you and find out about your last piece of music. But before we do that, I just want to thank you both for coming in tonight. It's great to have you with us. I know how busy a time it is when you're here and you're pulled in lots of different directions, but I'm sure our audience appreciates the fact you spend a little time with them and explaining your music. So thank you both.
Oh, thank you.
All right. And remember, Kara, when you want to come back, you know, we'll find a place for you.
I'll just call Trevor.
Trevor, one more piece of music from you. Tell us about this one.
Yes, this is towards the end of the first act of Butterfly, just before Butterfly is introduced to the audience. I have not yet been formally introduced to her as my character. But I talked to Pinkerton. I think I saw her at the council the other day. And she looks very innocent. Be careful. Tread lightly. Don't break her heart.
Mm-hmm.
So we share this duet moment together, and I tell him in the end to choose love.
That's a good thing to do. Mm-hmm. Choose love. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time here with the Newport Music Festival.
thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.